It could be a routine piece of diplomatic choreography, but one day it could end in war. This is the story of Taiwan and China. One nation, possibly two, that's the number. As China's economy continues to leap ahead, the eastern coastline gets richer and richer. But hidden within the new wealth are hundreds of missiles aimed to destroy Taiwan should it ever officially declare independence from China. The latest row is about $1.7 billion worth of advanced radar to detect a missile attack.
Red shells unmercifully pound the offshore island.
The conflict goes back 55 years when the communists won the Chinese Civil War and the nationalists fled to Taiwan. Since then, America has guaranteed Taiwan's defenses, just about anything it wants to deter a Chinese attack. Here is a flashpoint between America and China, which neither country wants.
Well, the situation is extremely serious in that the potential for war is very high, but we are talking about a few years down the line. Most of the players are fully aware of the problems, and therefore it's a question of how to actually avoid the situation from slipping into a serious crisis.
Even yesterday, the US Secretary of State was all friendly body language with his Chinese counterpart, and this time China might have a stronger hand. The U.S. needs China for the war on terror, Taiwan is an irritant, and in Beijing, the government stepped up the pressure.
We have always opposed U.S. sales of advanced weapons to Taiwan, especially under the current complicated and sensitive situation across the Taiwan Straits. We ask the United States to be faithful to what it says and abide by its promises, and not to send the wrong signal to Taiwan's independence seekers.
At the heart of the present dispute is this man, Chen Shui-bian, Taiwan's directly elected president